Right now, that's the only thing that I could think of now.
You use that word swamp?
It used, yes. Poor drainage, swamp, marshy.
Do farmers that you have known have any particular way of describing soil that's very good, that'll grow just about
arid? Arid. And good production. Good soil. Aerated soil.
What kind of soil would not be good for growing anything?
Sandy. Sandy soil and just sandy soil. We don't retain any moisture. It's too aerated.
Do people around here ever use the word loam?
Yes. Yes, that's a sandy loam. That's in between, I think. A heavy and the sand. It's a mixture, I think. Sandy loam, I mean, means that it's a light soil. Isn't that correct?
Well, say if you had a piece of land that had water on it and you wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you say you had to do to it to get the water?
Drain it.
You had to
drain it.
Well, what would you call the things that you would dig that would carry the water off?
A drainage ditch.
Those would be the ditches.
Yeah.
I see. Now, you mentioned creeks. Are there creeks in this area?
Yes. Not here, but upstate.
I see. Do they have proper names or?
Well, they have names, yes.
I can't think of a creek to name, can you?
Dry Creek and localities, it's Kickable Creek, I mean different localities.
Is there any flowing water that's smaller than a creek, or is a creek as small as a creek?
Stream, they call it a stream, don't they?
Stream would be smaller than a creek.
Yeah, now creeks now, as you know, if I'm correct, are not active. As a rule. It's a low space or ground where torrential rain will fill this up and it'll become dry. I mean, or it's a marshy outfit. It may have a small creek. I mean, that's what I would describe it as. Dry creek or creek bed, or it could be a spring, you see, and constantly with a small flow, they call it a creek bed. I don't know.
We don't have any creeks.
Well, say a place that you might see out in the woods somewhere where water flowing along has cut out, you know, has cut into the land until you got a place that might be about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What would you call a place like that?
Water hole?
One that's been cut out into the land like that?
Well, they make water holes, erosion, you know, and in some parts of the state, if it's a little hilly, they'll cut out and make a water hole there, drainage, you know. That could be a water hole, or it's
erosion. Don't they call them run out in gullies?
Well, it could be a gully, more like a creek. I mean, a gully is erosion too, I would call.
Would a gully be, could you use the word gully to describe a place that's been washed out by heavy rainfall?
Yes.
Well, do people around here ever use the word ravine?
Yes, but not here. It has to be up in sort of a hilly country. A ravine.
You would only find a ravine in here.
Yeah.
I see.
In other words, the contour of the country is